My name is Sarah Rose, and I believe women should live a rich life. You are listening to the Embodied Woman podcast, where we ignite new levels of prosperity, pleasure, purpose, and passion so you can live turned on and in your power. It's time to make waves, Rebel. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to a really fun conversation about ending your toxic relationship with money. I'm going to give it a few moments so some of you can hop on. I am also recording on my podcast. So what's up, Embodied Woman community?
Hello. Hey, everyone hopping on live. So good to see your faces. Hello. 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 Oh my goodness. So exciting. Okay. So I was just saying, I'm also recording on my podcast. So if I'm looking this way, it's because I'm also speaking to my podcast community. So welcome to, again, the conversation about ending your toxic relationship with money. I'm very curious if you joined in on this Instagram live, I want to know a little bit as to why. Do you feel like you have a toxic relationship with money? And know that this is a completely safe space. And the reality is most people do, to some extent. Most people do have icky, toxic, dark, shadowy relationships with money. Oftentimes, if you've been in my world, you know that I say that your relationship with money reflects your relationship with men. And they often just show up in the same way, right? Like your attachment styles, which is all of what we're going to be going through in my free masterclass very soon. But it's very true. Every single time I bring this up to specifically women, and I ask them, what is your relationship like with men? They can typically relate it back and see the correlation in their relationship with money. And I asked a poll on my Instagram stories pretty recently. And I asked, like, how many women do you know who are stressed out about their finances and who desire to be making and attracting more money in their life? And most of you voted, most women I know. And it makes my heart hurt. It makes my heart hurt so badly because it's so frustrating that there are so many women in the world who are disempowered in their finances. And they're in this endless toxic relationship with money that just never seems to really end, right? It's just this like perpetual cycle and this loop of bad habits and bad patterns and shaming and frustration and a lack of gratitude, a lack of value, a lack of appreciation. And I see this happening over and over and over again. Hello, everyone hopping on. I'm so happy that you're here. I respond best, and these conversations go best when I have something to respond to. So feel free to just like engage with me and within this conversation. If something really resonates with you, like put some hearts, put some emojis, type it out. If you have questions, put it in the chat box. I am here to serve and support you in the best way that I can. So just wanted to put that out there. But yeah, so there's just so many women, a majority of women are in this toxic relationship with money. And at this very same time, they deeply desire more money. And so it's very, like, it's contradictive. I resent money. I'm frustrated with money. I don't believe in money. I don't trust money. And at the same time, I want more. And do you see how and why it might be harder for you to attract and hold more money if you are in this toxic relationship, right? Why would money want to stick around? Why would money want to flow into your accounts in overflow if you might not be showing up as the woman that money wants to provide for, right? Again, We're playing in the world of your relationship with money reflects your relationship with men. Okay. So you're in this toxic relationship with money. What do you do? How do you end this toxic relationship? So I'm going to go into story time real quick. I had a very, very toxic relationship with money. Money validated me. It was a reflection of my self-worth. I was so afraid of losing money that anytime I came into some, I would hoard it and never let it go. Because again, it was a form of validation for me. If I had money, I felt validated, right? I was always reaching and always striving for the next money milestone, which isn't necessarily a bad thing unless it's coming from a place of, will this make me feel enough? Right? Will this make me feel good enough? Will this finally make me feel like I'm worthy? So I was in this really, really disempowered relationship with money. Now, some people have a different relationship with money. Some people have this like, I'm too cool for you, money. Like, I don't need you. You're not important to me. I don't value you. I don't appreciate you. Like, I'd rather just like not deal with you. And that's a very disempowered relationship with money as well. And usually women are on two sides of the spectrum, right? I think most women that I work with tend to be in that more like anxious sort of attachment style of like, I need money. It validates me. It's a reflection of my worth. And without it, I don't feel enough, et cetera, right? Let me know which one you are, by the way, in the chat box. If you are based off of that description alone, if you're like, oh, I'm definitely the anxious attachment style, or I'm definitely the avoidant attachment style, just like pop it in the chat box. Now, the reality is the only person that can change and end the toxic cycle and end the toxic relationship that you have with money is you, because money isn't actually a person. Right? Money does not have power over you. You have power over money, because what is money actually? It's cash. It's paper. We have decided to give meaning to money, to give value to money, and therefore the value exists. But the only person who can actually heal and change the relationship that you have with money is you. And so therefore, you've got to look at how you are showing up in relationship to money in order to end the toxic cycle. And this is what we are going to be doing at my first and last free masterclass of 2023 called A Date with Money. Okay, who's coming? Who's here? Who's already signed up? Who's joining us for that conversation and for that practice? Because it's not just a training. Like, we're going to be going through the training and I'm going to be giving you, like, offering you these different concepts on how you can start to heal your relationship with money and really start to become money's dream woman, so that money wants to pour into your account in overflow. But in addition to that, I'm leading you through one of my signature abundance rituals called a money date. And this is something that every single person should have in their life. Without knowing your money, without knowing your finances, without having an actual relationship with money, you're going to probably continue down the toxic cycle. Okay. If you feel called to riff, having money, I don't think about it as much. Trust, and it comes in versus focusing so deeply feels more lack vibe at times. Totally. I 100% agree that the obsession with money, this like, I need to control, I need to be overbearing, I need to constantly be checking my bank account, constantly be doing these money dates, constantly be like, you know, talking about it. That can come from a place of lack, right? Come from a place of control, come from a place of, I don't trust money. But think about it from the opposite spectrum. When you're like turning like, okay, I don't care. I don't need to talk about it. I don't need to look at it. I don't need to deal with it. I just get to avoid it. Think about how that would make money feel in a relationship, right? Undervalued, underloved, underappreciated. So it is finding the dance between Just like in a relationship, right? Not being overbearing and being obsessive, but being present, being intimate, right? Knowing and appreciating. So it's not one or the other, it's both and. And that both and is that union, is that like we work really well together. It's that dance. Okay. Cool. Hi, Alina. Oh my God, it's so good to see you. Okay. So yeah, let me know if you guys are joining A Date with Money. It's going down on July 31st. And it worked out so perfectly because I always have my money dates on the first or last day of the month. And this worked out so perfectly because we're closing out July together by recreating and reestablishing a new relationship that you have with money, setting new standards and expectations in your relationship with money, releasing conditions that you have in relationship to money. Because think about this. This is really, really important. This is a big part of the conversation that we're going to be having in the masterclass. Think about how many conditions we put on our relationship with money. Oh, money can only come in if I feel X, Y, and Z. Money can only come in if I am taking this much action. Money can only, come in overflow if I am X, Y, and Z. Fill in the blank. Like there's so many conditions that we have in our finances. I'm only worthy of money if I am X, Y, and Z. I'm only capable of holding X amount of dollars. Right? Like we have so many terms and conditions in our relationship with money. Imagine being in a relationship with someone who has those terms and conditions. I only love you when you are coming into my life. I only appreciate you when you are flowing to me with ease. Other than that, I resent you. Other than that, I don't appreciate you. Other than that, screw you. Like, think about that. Again, really reflect on how you are showing up in relationship to money. And are you showing up as money's dream woman? Because only you have control here. Money doesn't have control over you. So those are some of the things that we are diving deep into during this masterclass and abundance ritual. Now, the reason why I was inspired to host this and create this container is because while I was at the Embodied Woman Wealth and Business Retreat, I guided them through this money ritual, this date with money, where they got to completely recreate and establish a new relationship with money. And it's like, I was so surprised, but also not surprised at all. Hello, beautiful. Thanks for hopping on. I was so surprised, but also not surprised at all because like, of course this happened. But as I'm leading them through this money date, all of a sudden I hear ka-ching. And I was just like, wait, did I just hear money? Like literal money. And come to find out that change, a dime had fallen out from one of the girls' chairs. And it's just little things, little synchronicities, little moments like that, where you deepen your relationship with money, you deepen your trust with money, and you're just reminded of how much money truly does want to support you and love you and provide for you and can show up for you in spontaneous and miraculous ways, right? So it was just such a funny little moment. It was in that practice of leading them through that and seeing how each of them were developing in a new and empowered relationship with money that I knew I had to get this to the masses. And I've hosted abundance rituals before live, but it has evolved so much and the conversation has evolved so much. If you were at the Money My Love workshop, this is a very similar taste of that. However, this is a more like tangible approach, right? So, because we're not just talking about like doing this as a one-time thing, we're talking about integrating this into your life. Because here's the thing is having one money date, it can change the trajectory of your relationship, but it's your commitment to the relationship that will actually get the big results. I have been doing this practice since 2020. I still commit to doing these practices because I'm committed to my relationship with money. I'm committed to expanding my finances. I'm committed to living in overflow and living a rich life. Are you? Are you putting in the love, the sweat, the tears, the work to have that relationship with money and to expand your finances beyond your wildest dreams? And the fun part about this is it doesn't just apply to business owners. Like, you do not need to be in business for yourself to have these money dates. Every woman in the world should be having these money dates because we have been so disempowered in our finances. And that gets to end with you, right? That gets to end with you. What does it mean to be money's dream woman? Come to the masterclass. That's where we're covering that. What does it mean to be money's dream woman? That is all we're covering in the masterclass. So definitely want to join Cindy. It ends with you. That disempowered relationship with money, that toxic cycle, that toxic relationship, it ends with you because you now have the awareness, you now have the power and the resources, right? Like, years ago, your mom's generation, the generation before that, having a conversation like we're having right now was not even in the scope of things. And with this masterclass, like, my intention really is to go freaking big with this. Like, I don't want this to just be for the woman in my community, because the women in my community know about this. Like, they know what money dates are. They know how to, you know, do the practice, essentially, right? Like, you guys have experienced it. It needs to get beyond me. It needs to get beyond us, which is why I'm actually hosting a giveaway for those who are joining. If you invite a friend, you're going to get entered into a giveaway. I'm really excited about the giveaway. The more friends you bring to this masterclass, the more entries you will get. And you will see that on the registration page that's linked in my bio for you so that you can register. You will see where you can input the people that you're bringing with you and their names. A money date is something I can get behind. Girl, yes, join us. It's going down on July 31st. It's going to be so good. It's going to be really, really powerful. So yes, definitely register and bring a friend, bring a couple friends, because again, like, seeing the response to that poll that I put up on my stories the other day of how many women do you know who are struggling with their finances or stressed about money? And most of you voted, most women I know, and y'all know a lot of freaking women. So why not gift them the opportunity to come to this masterclass and start to heal that? Start to change that, because we need more women to do good things with their wealth. We need more women living rich lives. We need more women who are empowered in their finances, because your prosperity is service to this world and it's service to yourself. Baby boy is kicking. He's like, yeah, mama, you're right. Oh my goodness. Okay. So this was a very brief overview of the conversations that are going to be going down inside of a money date, a date with money, on July 31st. We're going to be diving much, much deeper, so that way you all can walk away knowing how to empower yourself and how to move forward in ending the toxic relationship you have with money and creating a beautiful, abundant, empowered, delicious relationship with money. So that way you can actually live that rich life, girl. You deserve it. Okay, I'm going to hop off. If you have any questions about this free masterclass, feel free to pop in my DMs and I will give you all of the information. The registration page is in my bio. So all you got to do is click the link in my bio, type in your name, your email, a friend that you want to bring, if you want to bring one. And then I will get to see you on July 31st on Zoom, where we're going to go so deep and have so much fun. I'm just so excited. Okay. And again, this is my first and last masterclass of 2023. Hey, D'Angela, it's so good to see you. I have not hosted anything free in 2023, and I probably won't because I'm going on maternity leave after this. So hope to see you there. D'Angela, I hope to see you there, mama. The link is in my bio. You got to register. All right. I'm going to hop off. Love you all and can't wait to see you there.